Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, God will rescue you, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 41, verse 11 to 16. Now let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. But when Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with them heard of all the evil that Ishmael the son of Netaniah had done, then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael the son of Netaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Gibeon. Now it came to pass that when all the people which were with Ishmael saw Johanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then they were glad. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah cast about and returned, and went unto Johanan the son of Kareah. And Ishmael the son of Netaniah escaped from Johanan with 8 men, and went to the Ammonites. Then to Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael the son of Netaniah from Mizpah, and after that he had slain Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, and mighty men of war, and the women and the children and the eunuchs which he had brought again from Gibeon. There are times in our lives when the enemy comes in like a flood, and we just don't know if we're going to escape his murderous grip. Today, as we reflect on the story of the response of Johanan to the murderous actions of Ishmael towards the Jews that remained in Judah after Babylonian captivity, God is reminding us that he will send us help when we need it the most. Can you imagine how the people who remained after Ishmael's murderous actions felt? Can you imagine the fear that gripped their souls as they watched Ishmael murder so many of God's people? As we read this story in Jeremiah chapter 41, the Lord is reminding us that although the enemy may rise up against us, he still has the power to rescue us from their murderous hands. In verses 11 to 16, which we just read, we see how the Lord provided hands to rescue his people from the murderous attacks and the murderer called Ishmael. Today, God is reminding us that he will always find a way to rescue his children from the clutches of the enemy. No matter how many times they come at us, no matter how long we may be waiting for a breakthrough, today God is reminding us that help is on the way. We must not lose hope. We must continue to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, because he promises that he will always come through for us. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, It would have been well if Johanan, when he gave information to Gedaliah of Ishmael's treacherous design, though he could not obtain leave to kill Ishmael and to prevent it that way, yet had stayed with Gilead, for he and his captains and their forces might have been a lifeguard to Gedaliah and a terror to Ishmael, and so have prevented the mischief without the illusion of blood or effusion of blood. But it seemed they were out upon some expedition, perhaps no good one, and so were out of the way when they should have been upon the best service. Those that affect to ramble are many times out of their place when they are most needed. However, at length, they hear of all the evil that Ishmael had done and are, what? Resolved to try and after game, which we have an account of in these verses. We heartily wish Joanna could have taken revenge upon the murderers, but he prevailed only to rescue the captives. Those that had shed so much blood, it was a pity, but their blood should have been shed. And it is strange that revenge suffered them to live, yet it did. Joanan gathered these forces he could and went to fight with Ishmael. Upon notice of the murderer or the murders he had committed and which way he had was gone, he pursued him and overtook him by the great pool of Gibeon, which he read of. And upon his appearing with such a force, Ishmael's heart failed him. His guilty conscience fled in his face, and he durst not stand his ground against any enemy that was something like a match for him. The most cruel are often the most cowardly. The poor captives were glad when they saw Joanan and the captains that were with them, looking upon them as their deliverers. And they immediately found a way to wheel about and come over to them, Ishmael not offering to detain them when he saw Joanan. Note, those that would be helped must help themselves. These captives stayed not till their conquerors were beaten, but took the first opportunity to make their escape. As soon as they saw their friends appear and their armies thereby disheartened, Ishmael quitted his prey to save his life and escape with 8 men. It seemed 2 of his 10 men that were his bandited and assassins either deserted him or were killed in the exchange. But he made the best of his way to the Ammonites as a perfect renegado that had quite abandoned all relation to the Commonwealth of Israel, though he was of the seed royal, and we hear no more of him. End of quote. What a mighty God we serve. He will always protect us from our enemies, but we must wait patiently on the Lord. I pray that we will continue to surrender every single year of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that God can help us to continue to believe that He will rescue us from our enemies, even though we think it impossible for that to be accomplished. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word and for the reminder that you're an awesome God, and that, Lord, no matter what our enemies do, you will eventually rescue us from the clutches of their hand. Help us to trust in you, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit filled day.